It is the 10th anniversary of your first album, These Four Walls. On this tour, you play all the songs of it. How does it feel to play the same songs you wrote over 10 years ago?
It feels great, to be honest, because there was a worry that it wouldn't feel great playing them all again. I don't know why. I was a bit nervous about it because I thought maybe I won't enjoy playing them all in a row, the same songs every night. But it's been loads of fun. It's been like a celebration every night, a party. I just want to enjoy it every night, and the crowds have been really, really happy, and it's been really nice to see. Like, as soon as you play the first chords and it's thunder and it's lightning, everyone's just like, yeah. So it really, like, it makes us feel great, and I can totally feel that when I'm up playing. So then just after that, it's just adrenaline, and it just feels great. And I really like the flow of the album, because the first three songs are heavy, then it's got a little break, and then it's heavy again, and it's nice to play. And it's nice not having to think about, like, different sets. So it's kind of, it's done. So it's been a lot of fun.
Okay. And do you have any favorite song of the album? And is there a song that you don't want to play after the tour anymore?
Well, there was a couple. There was Conductor that I was never wanting to play, really. But playing that, and this is my, sorry, not that, I should know the song names of my own band, but An Almighty Thud, the last song, we always used to kind of think it was maybe a bit lame to go quiet, and we always wanted just to keep it loud throughout the whole set. But I've been quite enjoying the quieter moments, because it makes the bigger moments bigger, if you know what I mean.
And did you change anything on it, or is it like...
It's pretty much true to it's the way it was recorded, because we recorded it live. It was the two guitars, the bass and the drums were in the same room. So all the microphones are bleeding into each other. It was all live, and it was written like that and recorded. So we're performing it pretty much the same as it was recorded.
Yeah. And the band had the same members like in 2009 as you recorded the album. But in June, Michael, who played the guitar, left the band. Do you want to talk about it? Like,
oh, yeah,
the reasons?
It's fine. He's just retired. He doesn't want to be in a band that has to tour so much to make a living. It's quite difficult. He wasn't like a fallout or didn't like our band or anything like that. It was just a change of lifestyle, which is absolutely understandable. We've been doing it for a long time. And the great nights are amazing, but there's definitely like low points.
Yeah, and you formed as a school band back in 2003 or 2004?
I think 2004 was the year we started, yeah.
Okay, in Wikipedia says like 2003 and...
All right. Well, I can't remember if we used to... Because we started playing music together, but the first time we did like a show as a four-piece was like in... April 2004.
Yeah, and there was a band contest?
Yeah, like? It was in a high school cafeteria, dinner hall. We played two or three songs, and it was like eight bands, and everyone seemed to like it, and we were totally surprised.
But there was no song of These Four Walls? Like,
no, we probably went through about 40 or 50 songs before we got to These Four Walls. Like, we were writing pretty consistently from like 16, 17 years old. So we went through a lot of songs before we got to These Four Walls.
You moved together to Glasgow to study?
Yeah, three of us went to university there, because we all stayed at school until we were 18, then went to university. And we chose Glasgow not really with the band in mind, more that it seemed like we'd never lived there. We'd always been in Edinburgh. It was nice, it was close to home, and there's plenty of stuff going on, and it turns out that the music scene was, we were there at the right time for us. Yeah.
Do you think it was kind of important to move to Glasgow to get, for example, the attention of the music scene?
I'm not sure. I think I'd hope that if we'd stayed in Edinburgh, you know, we would have maybe got the same attention. But I have to admit that being in Glasgow at that time was very exciting, and it was a lot of people like that knew each other, and someone wrote a great song, and you were like, I want to write a great song, and like I like kind of like that vibe. And it was all very supportive. It was a really nice a moment in, for our band.
Yeah, and how is the music scene in Scotland right now? For example, is there any new band?
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of like amazing pop artists happening. Like Lewis Capaldi has completely taken Scotland by storm, and like the rest of the world. And there's a lot of like people like being serious about music and like ambitious. I think maybe that is something that's changed a little bit.
And at your last US tour, you were collecting money for Tiny Changes, which is a mental health charity. How important is mental health awareness for you? And is it was it the first charity that you supported?
It has been the first one that we've done like collections for every night, and I think we will do it kind of forever. But mental health is a huge thing, and it's just nice to do a tiny little thing, a tiny change, if you will. But mental health is important, and I hope that anyone that comes to a gig will feel that they can, and they can chat to us after about anything, because yeah, mental health is very, very important, and it's important to talk.
Do you continue to collect money on your tour right now?
Yeah. We just leave a bucket at the merch stand, so anyone with any change from any currency, just stick it in, and then we'll pass it on to Grant and the Hutchinsons and the charity.
Okay, that's great to hear. Last year, you released The More I Sleep, The Less I Dream. This time you changed the record label. What was the reason for it?
We had a 3-album deal with Fat Cat, and then that ended, and we didn't want to tour or do anything until we'd written a new album, so there was like no need to commit to anything. So by the time we sort of were ready with more music, we just went with someone else. There was no like split. We love Fat Cat and are very appreciative of what they've done for us and how they've helped us, but it was just like we weren't doing anything. So it was like we took 2 or 3 years out just to write and live a little bit at home, and when we came back to it, that was sort of the best offer we had.
On your last record, the lyrics are more like it's more about personal relationships.
Yeah.
And did something inspire you?
Yeah, well, I went through a breakup around like halfway through writing it or whatever, and yeah, I had a bit of a tough time, but it was it's sort of when we finished writing this record and recording it, I was starting to feel a lot better about myself and things in general. So I went through it all in the process of writing and recording that album. So I definitely think, and there was points where I was just like, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to say it, or like, I don't know, this is just what I'm feeling, which is, I think earlier on I was more into masking that a little bit. But yeah, that is true. www.kerncampus.com